الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those are new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is compassion or being compassionate. I'm going to mix them both together in this particular episode or this particular class. Let's go with the definition of the word compassion or being compassionate. And that is being sympathetic, having pity or concern about the suffering or the misfortunes of others. And we see in the world there's a lot of people. What got me wanting to present this subject is because of what's going on in the world. A lot of people are not compassionate or sympathetic or are looking at the suffering of others or the misfortune of others. Matter of fact, they started to take more from those who are suffering or those who are misfortunate, and even creating more misfortunate or suffering people in the world. And this is not showing compassion at all. So I want us to look at it from the Islamic standpoint about what is compassion or being a compassionate person. And so one of the ayats are the verses in the Quran, and you could turn to chapter 17, verse 24. Again, chapter 17, verse 24, and follow along with me. And we're going to look at this particular verse where the Prophet Muhammad, I'm sorry, where Allah says, "And be humble with them out of mercy, and pray, my Lord, be merciful to them as they raised me and when I was young." So this particular, you go to it, you can find out more information about this particular verse by going to one of your neighborhood mass or masjid and talk to the leadership there about what does this verse mean. And basically it's referring to a person making dua or making supplication to Allah for the parents or the person that raised them. Again, it says, "And be humble with them out of mercy and pray, my Lord, be merciful to them as they raised me when I was young." Now let's go to the next verse, which is chapter 30, verse 21. Again, chapter 30, verse 21, where it also talks about mercy and compassion and so forth. And so it says in this particular verse, "And one of his signs is that he created you, created for you your spouses from among themselves, so that you may find comfort in them. And he has placed between you compassion and mercy. Surely in this are signs for people who reflect." And so Allah has created between basically the husband and the wife, between the spouses, He created to them, or made for them, waja'ala bainakum. And then we get it. Then I get into the rest of it. Between them, or between you, the mercy, the rahma, and also the compassion. And so I just want to let you all know that we have to make sure that we show mercy and compassion towards our spouses, and they should show the same towards us. So let's go to the next verse, which is in chapter 90, or 90, verse 17. Again, chapter 90, verse 17. So let's look at this for a moment. It's a very, very beautiful, a beautiful verse where it says, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَصَّوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَصَّوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. And so in this particular verse, and it says, and above all, to be one of those who have faith and urge each other to perseverance and urge each other to compassion. Bil marhama. And so my beautiful students, I want you all to keep in mind this particular verse, and that it mentions about those having faith and urge each other towards having perseverance, and also urging each other towards compassion. And these things are important in Islam, if what Allah says in the Quran, and encourage us to do amongst ourselves, and of course towards other people. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and said Muhammad, may peace, or the messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, yuhramul khayr. And in this one he says, it was said by one of his companions, and reported that the Messenger of Allah said, may peace and blessings be upon him, whoever is denied compassion is denied good khayr. And so we see here it says, من يحرم المرفق يحرم الخير. Whoever is denied compassion is denied good. And we none of us want to ever be denied compassion, or be compassionate to others and be one of those who will be denied good. We don't want to be at all amongst those people. So let's move on. It was also related by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, a peace of blessing upon him, which Abu Dar. And it was reported that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace upon him, said, whoever has been given his portion of compassion has been given his portion of good. And whoever is denied given his portion of compassion has been denied his portion of good. Good character will be the weightiest thing in the believer's balance, the mizan, or on the scale, on a day of judgment, or a day of arising or resurrection. And Allah hates a coarse and foul-mouthed person. There's a lot going on here, and you all can listen to it again and grasp from it what is being said here pertaining to a portion of good and benign good, and how the good character of a person is how weighty it is on the scale on the day of judgment, and we all be judged, and all our good will be placed on the scale and our bad be placed on the scale. And then if your good outweigh your bad, then you go to paradise. And if your bad outweigh your good, then you don't go to paradise. You go to Jahannam, which is the opposite of Bil-Aqs, of the paradise, where none of us want to go there. is also what's related by when the compassion of the prophet, when the companion of the prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and he said this. And it's reported that the prophet and peace be upon him said, if there is roughness in anything, it is bound to disgrace it. And Allah is compassionate and loves compassion. So we make sure that we have that roughness in us to, for example, dismiss a person from a job with no cause. That's that roughness in us. When we see people that might have less than us, and we treat them in a bad way, that's the roughness in us. Having no compassion for those people or no compassion for a person that is in need, a person that needs help, and that you're rough towards them. You feel powerful because you're rough towards these people, where on the day of judgment, you're going to have to answer for that. You think you're getting away with it now. You're not getting away with anything because you have to go before your Lord and explain without having any kind of control or explanation, and explain to Allah why you were rough. Your hands will tell it. Your teeth, your tongue will tell it. Your mouth will tell it. Your ears will tell it. Your eyes will tell it. Your feet. Everything will tell on you. The good that you've done and the bad that you've done. How gentle and kind and compassionate you were towards others. And also how rough you were, rough towards others. And coarse you were to others. And also the foul mouth that you had. And as I read to you all, earlier, is that Allah hates a coarse and foul-mouthed person. So let me move on to the next one, where Anas reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, if there is roughness in anything, it is bound to disgrace it. And Allah is compassionate and loves compassion. If you had that roughness in you, it will bound to disgrace you. And Allah is compassionate, and Allah loves compassion. He loves those who are compassionate towards other people and show kindness and gentleness towards other people. We want Allah to love us and be compassionate towards us. We want the one who is compassionate to love us and be compassionate towards us as we love others and we are compassionate towards others. So let me go to the next one, my beautiful students. And that is Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, that was the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him. I was on a camel which was somewhat intractable. And the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, remarked, you must be compassionate. Whenever there is a compassion in something, it adorns it. And when it is removed from something, it disgraces it. So we want that compassion, to be a compassionate person in us, and sure have adornment. And like, for example, when you wash yourself up and do your hair, whatever, and put on these, adorn yourself with these beautiful clothing, you feel good about it. You feel like, I look good, or I think I look good. And so you feel good about it. And so you have to also put on compassionate clothing and attitude, a characteristic, so that it does what? And so, as I mentioned in this particular hadith that I mentioned to you, is that whenever there is compassion in something, it adorns it. And compassion, if removed away, then it does what? Then it disgraces it. When compassion is removed from us, then we will feel disgraced. We will not feel adorned. We will not feel good. You should not feel good anyway. Maybe some people feel good. I don't know. Allah knows best. But the thing is, my beautiful students, is that we have to be compassionate towards others. If nobody else around you, no one else around you, is compassionate towards people, you be compassionate towards people. You be the best example for them to follow. If they follow you, fine. If they don't follow you, all right, that's on them. They have to explain to Allah why they weren't compassionate towards people. So let me give you some beautiful examples of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace bless be upon him, when he showed compassion. There was a time this lady, she was very mean towards the Prophet Muhammad. She threw stuff on him. She made his path and everything rough for him to walk on. She was really terrible towards him. But when she became sick, and he found out that she was sick, guess what he did? He did not say, good, she's sick. No, he went to her house, and he visited her, where she looked at him from her sick bed, and she basically saying that, you know, I treated you so difficult in a bad way, you know, but yet you come to visit me when I'm sick. He said, basically, she's saying, like, surely you're the prophet of Allah with that kindness in your heart and compassion you showed towards me. And I was very rough towards you. And so you see here that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, even those who are rough towards him and bad towards him, he showed compassion towards them. Another time he showed compassion is that he used to lean, when he used to give sermons and talks and that kind of thing to the people, he used to lean against this one particular tree. And then he gave his talk to the people. And so what happened is that the people built a pulpit or a place where he could stand away from the tree and give the talk to them. And so what happened is that the tree started weeping because the prophet no longer leaned against it or touched it. And so the prophet, he heard the weeping from this particular tree, and he comforted the tree. He was compassionate towards this tree. He ain't saying, that's your problem, not my problem. I'm here at the pulpit to talk to the people. Matter of fact, why don't you cut the tree down and build something with it? He didn't do that. He showed compassion towards that tree. And then what he did was that he did what? He comforted the tree. And another example of compassion by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is that an animal came to him and said to him, he understood it, and said to him, or communicated to him, that his owner of this particular animal, I believe it was a donkey, or mule, is basically there the same thing. And then it basically said to him, like, this, my owner burdened me or overburdened me with loads on me that is difficult for me to carry and difficult for me to walk. I'm adding this last little piece on there so you all get the picture. And so the thing is, he mentioned to the owner, he rubbed the animal, and then he mentioned to the owner to lighten up on this animal. Don't overburden the beast with this, with your whatever supplies you have on his animal's back. And so he showed compassion towards the animal. And another animal they showed compassion towards is that was a mother bird. When he saw this bird just flying all over the place around the people, and it was because something had happened to its chicks or the eggs, whatever, inside of the nest. And so she was disturbed by that, because the people either took, I think one story that they took some of the chicks from the nest, or they were doing something that made her frightened for her birds, or her small baby birds. And so the prophet, peace be upon him, he noticed it, and then he said to the others, he said, he basically warned them and told them that, you know, stop disturbing this bird by doing whatever you're doing towards its eggs or towards its baby birds. And of course they stopped. They listened to the prophet and they stopped doing what they were doing. But he caught on to what was going on with this particular animal, and it needed this animal, and showed compassion towards this animal that was concerned about its chicks or its baby birds. And so we all know the story. If you come from some kind of background, about one of the prophets and ants. And the ants were going to, the prophet was leading an army, and they were going to trample the ants. And the ants talked to this prophet and said, you know, you all are going to trample us. And the prophet basically said to the people, you know, don't do that. Don't walk there. The ants are there, that kind of thing. So that prophet showed mercy towards the ants. And so let me tell you this last one, and that is talking about a dog. A man needed, and some people say a woman, the law knows best. This person went out to the, they were sweaty, they were thirsty, and so they went down into the well, and they got something to drink, and then they came back up. It was a struggle for them to go to the well and get the water come back up. Then they came back up, then they saw this dog panting and basically eating dirt because it was thirsty. And so the person went back down into the well, scooped in within their sock, or their container that they had with them, some water, and then came up out the well and gave that water to the animal. So they show compassion towards that particular animal. And I said this all before, when a person did not show compassion, where it was a situation where a lady had a cat. She tied the cat up, kept it outside, did not feed the cat, or turn the cat loose from from what it was tied to, so it could go out and get some food. She was very cruel towards the cat. And so what happened, the cat died, and then the lady died, and then she received punishment in her grave for the way she treated the cat. And so you all had the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the other prophet. And also the opposite, when a person does not show compassion towards another being, and not just showing compassion towards human beings, showing compassion and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, towards the tree and towards the animals. And so, my beautiful students, please be amongst those when we're living in a world where compassion is becoming less among people. Don't let compassion die. Me as your instructor and you as my students, we are going to make sure by a will of Allah that compassion lives and compassion spreads. And that's your homework. Is that you continue to be a compassionate person, and also you encourage others to be compassionate people. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.